Hello, good morning. This is Alyssa from Family First. How may I help you?
Alyssa, hi. This is Hector Santos calling you. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for asking. What about you?
Good, good. I'm calling. I spoke to you Friday, but I also am calling because Saturday and Sunday, I sent yesterday, a paper timesheet in because the system did not have any scheduled visits for Mr. Mistimer for Saturday and Sunday listed, and it wouldn't let me log in and log out, obviously. So
Okay, can you provide me the last name of the patient?
Mistimer, M-I-S-S.
Okay.
I-M-E-R.
Okay, just give me 1 second while I look here in the system to see what happened, okay? Oh, yes, I can see that there was a mistake, but I already fixed it. In that case, thank you so much for letting me know what happened, okay?
Yeah. Just understand, too, and this is something I had conversations with the previous person. Mr. Mistimer lives in an area that is a dead zone. And there are many times in the past that I'm not able, even though there's a schedule listed, I'm not able to log in and log out because there's just no internet service where he lives. He lives in a rural area. So at times, lately it has worked well, but there are times where I have to submit a paper app because of that situation. So I want you to be aware because I made the other person who was on the case before aware of that as well.
Okay.
So it can always happen just because where he lives at.
Okay, no problem. In that case, thank you for letting me know, and I will process the timesheet today, okay?
All right, and then I guess we talked about the request for the wage confirmation or increase or something
yeah.
Like that. I guess at this point we can call out that.
Yeah, I text you, but you didn't answer me back the same Friday. They told me, just give me 1 second while I look here on the email. Oh. Yes, they told me that we can offer a raise of $15 per hour. So
okay.
I don't know if that works for you or...
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to let them know that you accepted and that should be adjusted in this next paycheck, okay?
Very good. So it's
okay.
15 an hour. I mean, we're not over any 40 hours, so... But that's still time and a half if it was over 40 hours, correct?
Can you repeat that last part?
Sure. Would that 15 an hour, and then if it was, we don't have this issue right now, but if it was 40 hours or more, the overtime is time and a half, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. We have an upcoming review with the insurance company here on February 5th, so... We'll see if they're going to do an increase of hours or not. So, but we have a review coming up on February 5th.
Okay, no problem. In that case, you can contact me back to let me know, and also I will let know admissions, the authorization, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks. See you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.